Up a flight of stairs in an airy meeting room overlooking St. Cloud Avenue, Dana Henry is getting ready for a gathering, the
Orleans Parish Parent Endorsement Committee training.
In other words, a get-together for parents to learn more about the Orleans Parish School Board, what it does, and who parents should back to be on it. Henry is the New Orleans director for Stand for Children.
Well, Stand for Children is really the only organization in the city that focuses strictly on organizing parents to support good policies in public education. The parents in our organization really are the backbone.
This national nonprofit helps New Orleans parents become better education advocates in all sorts of ways. How to have a productive conversation in parent-teacher conferences, or what to do when a really challenging homework assignment gets slapped onto the kitchen table after a long day of work. But Stand for Children also teaches parents about policy, which ones are good for kids in public education, and which ones aren't.
So tonight we're going to have a school board member, Woody Koppel, who's here to talk to our parents about the functional roles of an Orleans Parish School Board member. We don't want to assume that everybody knows because we have a BSEE board, we have RSD, so we want everybody to understand from a board member what are the primary responsibilities and roles of an Orleans Parish School Board member.
It's confusing, right? RSD, OPSB, BSEE, there are so many structures in charge of education in New Orleans. And on many, like OPSB, which means Orleans Parish School Board, the people who run them are elected, and they make big policy decisions that affect kids' lives in schools. Stand for Children wants parents to endorse and elect candidates they truly believe in, candidates who share their views about education. The first step is understanding what a school board member does, which brings us back to this meeting at Stand for Children, where Director Dana Henry asks Orleans Parish School Board member Woody Koppel,
as we go through our endorsement process here and we interview candidates, is it safe to say that the school board members of the future in Orleans Parish would be more like high-level business managers as opposed to day-to-day people that implement?
Right, we're a policy-making board. We're not a we're not involved in the day-to-day operations. I mean, there's state laws surrounding what...
One of the parents in the room listening is Mike Stenson.
We're here to, get some more information on the people who are going to be running for the school board. That way we have a better knowledge on who is voting for or who would represent things that we would want represented if they get elected. So, I mean, it's important to have people there that share your views. And if they don't, then you end up have a school board that doesn't vote in things that you want voted in.
I didn't realize that change has to take place at the development, the policy level.
Cindy Nguyen is a parent of 6 kids. In her 2 years coming to Stand for Children meetings, Nguyen says she's learned how to talk to leaders on the front end, how to say, this is what we need, before they establish bad education policy.
So it used to be where things would come down, then you'd go out and be upset, and I didn't like that at all. I found this process is more educational. It actually trains me how to deliver my message to our elected officials, to our policymaker, where it makes sense to them.
Nguyen says you have to break it down for them. When it comes to education, some policymakers have no idea what parents go through. Learn more about Stand for Children at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.